Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I'm here with our girl, Sarah Colonna, after a wonderful wedding weekend that we had.
We did.
Together.
We did.
At the world famous Ross Matthew and Dr. Wellington wedding, this week's people. We're going to get into that in a minute. I just want to get to some of the latest Juicy Scoop topics, and then we'll do the Juicy Scoop of our weekend.
Okay.
So, Casey White is the criminal. I didn't realize he was only 38. Vicky White, no relation, even though they had the same last name, was the correctional officer. They fell in love. She helped him escape. And they've been on the run for, I don't know, about 2 weeks. She is now deceased.
Yeah, she killed herself.
Well, I just saw something. I heard the 911 call that I believe might have been through like an OnStar, like, you know, where the car, if it goes on impact, then it automatically calls OnStar, who then calls 911. Anyway, it doesn't sound like she killed herself in that.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wait, what? I thought she says, let's get out and run or something like that, right? I heard her.
Right.
She says,
doesn't sound like something you do right before you kill yourself. I think she had her hand on. Now there's a little controversy. Like, did she accidentally shoot herself while holding the gun? Did he maybe do it? She definitely had a gun in her hand when the cops pulled her out.
Right. They said her finger was, like, on the trigger.
But it seems like a little bit like she was like, she says, like, don't shoot. And then she's like, let's get out and run to him. And she also says, I knew we shouldn't have stayed at that hotel so long. Like, because they kind of basically people have analyzed their whole running thing.
Yeah.
So this is how they basically caught was this guy who did an interview for the local news. So he had a car wash and he saw that someone just left this truck there, like behind his car wash. And like a day went by and he's like, what the hell? So he goes and he looks and he sees that the windows are open and this car has just been left there. And he's like, wow, that's really bizarre. So he calls the cops, and the cops are like, well, there's nothing we can do. Unless
right, they, like, blew it off, right?
Yeah, unless it's been left for 48 hours, like, we're not bothering to tow anything. So he's like, well, I want it towed. So he personally has it towed. And that's kind of then when they realized, like, the connection, and I might be missing some, but they get their surveillance camera, and they see Casey leaving the car. They got into another Cadillac. So they bought another car. They have all this money because she sold all of her property and everything for $95,000.
I know, and I read that her house was worth like $270,000 or something. Did the realtor in you just fucking lose it when you read that?
Which person from Selling Sunset? work this deal.
Yeah.
Whenever I see those signs that are just like, we'll pay cash for your home right now, I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this is who you don't want to go with. Like, obviously. No. So she had to find someone that was, all cash, just like Selling Sunset, no contingencies. But $95,000. So she, when they found the car, there was still like $27,000 or $29,000 in cash in the car. But so they first got that first truck that they left at the car wash. Then they got the Cadillac or something. That's the car that they crashed and she died in. But in between, they spent like 6 days at this hotel that neither of them had ID. But they'll still rent them a room or whatever. And so they paid up front for the week, which of course they're going to be like, sure. You know, how many people walk into those places not having an ID? Probably a lot. And basically, people that were studying, like, going on the run with a criminal lover, they're like, you should not stay so many days in this hotel. Like, I know you wanted to get your fuck on, but, like, come on.
Yeah, like, you got to keep moving. This is, like, love after lockup intense.
Exactly.
You got to
You cannot mess around. No. Like, you can't. And then I think there was like talk that they went to a casino or something, or they should have got. I thought their time would be casinos, getting to Mexico.
Yeah, you got to get out of, you got to get away from, I mean, this is our advice for people that need to go, want to go on the run in the future. You got to, you can't stay in one place too long. Even I know that.
I mean, and then she had wigs.
Yeah.
In the car, which I also kind of love, like disguises and stuff. I think really what hurt this guy was his height. I mean, 6'9" is...
That's a tall man. Yeah, that's hard to come in and just be like, oh, no, I'm not that. I'm not the guy on the run that's also 6'9". Yeah. I'm just another 6'9" guy that looks 20 years older than I am and has a corrections officer wife. Wait, so what did you hear?
Also, he did refer to her as his wife, and it's not his wife. And honestly, I thought that was kind of sweet.
It was.
He may have killed her in the car that last minute, but like I kind of feel like maybe – I feel like it was either suicide or accident something.
They said that he didn't show remorse that she was dead, but that he did say, yeah, like, check out my wife. She shot herself or something, right?
Oh.
But what did...
So, well, not a lot of remorse, I guess, no.
No, no, he's already killed a couple of people, so
yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, probably blamed her for the whole thing, yeah.
But what did you hear on the other on the OnStar, whatever that is, tape, that sounded like she didn't do it herself?
It just sounded like in the moment she wasn't in like that desperate of a situation, like you're about to kill yourself. Like I think she was like, oh gosh, you know, I told you we shouldn't have done that. Let's get up and, you know, let's run. Like we should run.
Hmm.
And then it was like, that was it. And it just seemed very.
Right. Cause I just assumed when I read that she killed herself that she was like, I've screwed my life up now.
Which
I'm
also,
not.
Listen, I could see that too. Yeah.
But would you go to jail forever? Like, wouldn't she have just gone? She didn't kill anyone. She helped someone escape, which is obviously not.
Right, right.
You know, it's frowned upon. But do you, how long would she have gone to jail if she hadn't?
I mean, listen, she did screw up her life to an extent, but she was single for 7 years. It's not like she left her loving husband and the entire family would hate her for it.
Right.
So. Okay, then...
He was dead, right, she's a widow. Widower,
I thought she was
right?
divorced. Anyway, oh. She was not, like, she didn't screw someone over to be with this guy.
Okay.
And then, remember the movie
Except
they made...
Except the prison system.
Yeah. remember the movie they did with Patricia Arquette played the woman that was screwing both the guys? So I looked that up, and that girl only got, like, 2 years, and a movie was made about her. Like, this could have been... and she had a husband.
Yeah, Vicky could have
like
hung in there.
I wish she would have hung in there because I really wish I could have heard really what was going on and how he and everything, how he wooed her or whatever. I mean, I didn't realize that they were like practically 20 years apart. He looks a lot older than 38 and she looks younger than 56. So
she started giving him extra food on his plate and stuff, I read.
Really?
Yeah, like he was getting special treatment at the prison. He would get like you an extra slice of ham or whatever on a sandwich, and then people started
thinking
he was getting special treatment.
Oh, I really want to talk to some people at the prison that knew something was up or not. Or did he ever confide in any other men? Probably not. He was probably smart enough not to.
No, because he wanted to get out. Yeah, because he was like, this is my ticket out.
But you and I have watched Love After Lockup.
Oh, we sure have.
And had they gotten away, and how soon would she find out that he was cheating on her with some, like, waitress in Mexico or something?
Oh, yeah, right away. I mean, that's... You can't trust this guy. I mean, he's already...
He looks like the guy in The Office. What's his name? The one that married... The one that in The Quiet Place?
John Krasinski?
Yes, doesn't he?
He does kind of... He can play him in the Lifetime movie. I want to play Vicky White, but... I don't know if we look enough alike, but I can straighten my hair.
I think we can straighten your hair. And I think the two of you could do this. I totally do. Ugh. It's sad, but okay. So that's the end of that.
They ruled suicide quickly, by the way. That's what the one thing that I thought was interesting. That's why
they said it right away. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I assumed self-inflicted gunshot wound. Like that's why I assumed that they knew something. But now I wonder if like more is going to come out.
Yeah, so it was 11 days they were gone. Okay, well, in other news, other criminal
Look at you. I know that girl.
TMZ called me for a statement right when we got to Mexico.
That's right. I was sitting next to you.
And again, they used just a hideous, ugly picture of me.
That's not an ugly picture of you.
Are you kidding me? They always get like a mid-sentence, like they look through their footage of where they stopped me, like on the street, and then go, and then they like freeze, like, and that's it. Like, it's never like a cute, like red carpet or nothing, or even like a cuter moment of me being talked, whatever.
What if it was just a photo of you lying on the stage in Tempe? If it was just like,
honestly, I would have preferred that than this, like, let me tell you what I think. Anyway,
I'll say though, we got to Mexico about the same time, yes. Right? And we were at the hotel the same time, and immediately your phone was already blowing up with TMZ calling you. You can't go. You can't get away for a minute, girl.
Checked into the hotel.
Yep.
Walked out on our balcony, which you did. We were at the hotel of the wedding, which is always the way I think to go, even though they give you a couple other choices. I just think it makes life so easy.
It was easy, and it was. I loved that hotel. It was super fun, too.
Yes.
So it turned out good.
What was the name? Almar?
Almar
in Puerto Vallarta. So I walk out, and I look down at this couple at the bar, and I was like, I'm 99% that's Sarah and her husband, John, or this is freaky. So I was about to take a photo of the doppelgangers. Like, I'm like, it's like the movie Us. I was like, this is fucking crazy if it's just another couple that likes to have a margarita the minute they get to the hotel. And I was like, oh my God, it's Sarah and John. So I call you down. I give my statement where I don't know if you guys have heard, but the attacker, the person who attacked him in front of all the witnesses and had this makeshift, like, fake gun but with a knife on it, attacked Dave Chappelle, did not get felony charges.
Okay, so he had a gun or he didn't? Because I keep hearing
it's not
both.
A real gun.
Okay.
But
they said he had a knife, but it was folded. Like, it wasn't, like, I read yesterday that that's how they're defending the fact they're not charging with a felony because it wasn't unfolded. So he had, like, a folded knife, meaning it, like, wasn't pulled out or being used. I mean, this was in front of so many people, obviously. It's at the Hollywood Bowl, right? Like, he can just run. And so there's obviously all the witnesses that you can imagine, but
okay, so here's a criminal defense attorney.
Okay.
How Shannon would defend him if they want to hire Shannon Goldstein. I didn't know he was charged with only misdemeanors. Unfortunately, if he didn't have a prior felony conviction and there was no evidence of brandishing or actual assault with a deadly weapon, even though he may have had a weapon, there is probably insufficient evidence for a 245/assault with a deadly weapon as a felony. Although another DA from another city would have filed it as a felony and made the defense attorney fight for a misdemeanor. So she said he never really used the weapon on him.
Right.
That's if he would have stabbed him with that little knife, he knocked him down. That's battery. If he pulled the knife out and tried to use it and Chappelle got hurt or could have seriously been hurt with the deadly weapon, well, then that's a 245. But even that can be charged as either a felony or a misdemeanor. DA is only charging him with the intent to commit.
Right. That's what I guess they were getting really defensive about not charging him with a felony. And he was like, we can't make up crimes. Like, this is what it is under here. Like, it wasn't brandished or whatever. Like, your sister said it much more.
Right.
Intelligently than me rambling over here. But
yeah.
I thought that was interesting because I didn't know that. Because you just also, but at the same time, I think the problem is people are like, well, are people just going to keep doing this now and just get a slap on the wrist?
I mean, I would think as when I am the DA, I would say.
Are you running?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
But the knife is on him. And just because he was unsuccessful in using it.
Right. Isn't it attempted something?
That's where I always think it's so weird. That, like, I always think, shouldn't attempted murder get as much as murder? Like, just because you're unsuccessful, like, say someone stabbed you 50 times, but you lived, okay?
Right.
The intention was to kill you.
Right.
Shouldn't you, like, it's always like, well, we're attempted murder, which is always going to be a lesser charge than murder.
No, no, no. If he wanted to kill her, he would have stabbed her 51 times.
Right,
50
exactly.
is just,
right.
you know, mad. Just
so
mad.
Like that would always be the thing. Like, so what, just because you were unsuccessful, but then I don't know, you know. And then, of course, in the same article, Michael Yeo was like, oh, he's a comedian friend of ours. Well, he was a TV host. Then he became a comedian. But anyway, he's like, well, you know, Dave Chappelle's, posse took care of him. So, no, I think it's fine that he wasn't charged.
Well, the posse did take care of him, and yes, that's great, but we don't all have that kind of security. And I'm glad he does, and I'm glad he did, because the balls it took for someone to leap across, first of all, the Hollywood Bowl, the stage, it's not like at, you know, it's not like at foot level. Like, this person had to have been very acrobatic to get up there.
Really?
There was a leap involved or something. You can't, how do you crawl up that stage? I mean, I've been, to, you know, it's like usually like level at your head or something.
Yeah.
You're standing alone. So this person was crafty in getting up there and ballsy in front of all the people in that audience. So that's pretty, like, that's bold to me.
Right.
That means
it was obviously planned and intended. And I mean, that's the other thing, like, that I said, you know, normally with when we're at regular comedy clubs, you and I as females, and I also think, Michael, yo, like, that comment just tells me you absolutely are living in a man's larger body. You are in a larger human body than you or me. And that he has lived his life. Michael Yeoh's like 6'2 or whatever he is. He's, you know.
He's not 6'9 like Casey White.
He's not 6'9. But when you're a man of a certain stature, you're like probably that size since you were 13. And so your world view and your world perspective is going to be forever different than a smaller person or a marginal person or a female. Like, we're always going to be like in a different state of mind.
Yeah, like if somebody came jumping on stage.
Yeah, we're always going to be in a different state of mind. And so, you know, and I also think when people think of comedians, they always naturally imagine a man in their head. Like, if I say a truck driver, what's in your head right now? It's probably a man. Unfortunately, I think when people hear comedian, they think of a man on stage.
Right.
And so I think they just think, oh, he would be able to handle it or whatever. But, you
Are
know,
you going to hire Chris Frangiola as your personal security from here on out so that if something like this happens to you? I do think Chris would tackle somebody, but I don't know if he'd be successful. He'd try to tackle someone in your honor.
I think he'd be like, what do you want me to do? You know, like,
right. Yeah. No, I just got this shirt. I don't want it. Yeah. I didn't want to get any blood on it. Whatever.
Or sometimes he wears fancier shoes on stage. Sometimes he like actually wears like maybe something that might slip or slide.
Right. And he doesn't want to slip and hurt himself.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, the point is, you know, and we don't travel with a bunch of people regardless, you know. And and also, when I do have a feature, that person isn't backstage, like, taking notes on how great my act is going. They're in the green room, like, ordering their chicken wings.
Yes.
So, they're like, I don't need to see this bitch's act again.
No.
Certainly not hanging out backstage waiting for someone to attack her.
Especially when you get, like, the younger guys that open for you on the road, and they're like, they could give a fuck. Like, they're not paying any attention. They're, like, you know, laid back up against the improv wall with their foot on the wall doing that. Like, they're not. They could barely stand up to do stand-up, let alone tackle somebody for you.
Apparently, Dave Chappelle is not pleased.
Right, that's what I read.
That he wasn't. Now, I want to know, I guess, is he out? That I don't know. Is he, like, out, this guy? Or is he still, like, waiting to make an appearance? We'll look up Annie, but I'm not sure. But,
yeah, that's what I thought was interesting, that Dave Chappelle, who was the one that was, he came after, whose security stopped him, who knows that he's well-protected, actually still wants this guy charged with
right.
it. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like,
he's not letting
it's fine,
up.
So I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. This was interesting. The security company, this is according to Puppety Latest. They have a great Instagram account with lots of articles. But according to this, it says, the security company that failed to stop Dave Chappelle's stage attacker was the same that worked at Astroworld.
Oh, good. So they're having a good moment.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's called Contemporary Services Corporation. So I don't know if you're looking for security, but
don't hire them. Maybe
I don't know. You make your own decision. I don't need the security company coming to sue me.
Might need an overhaul. Yeah,
Johnny Depp sued Amber Heard for saying bad things. I don't need. Okay, are you up on all of this?
I am for a lot of it.
Okay.
I'm confused by plenty. Mostly because it's just confusing.
Well, right now they're off this week.
Okay. She testified last week, right?
She did 2 days of two or 3 days of testimony last week. He's finished his time on the stand. His side has taken, you know, now it's her side to tell the story. And they're not on this week, which I'm kind of happy that the judge had some prior engagement and they already knew they were going to get a week off, like a hiatus, because it is just so much. But let me tell you, so Johnny Depp got offered a big screen movie. So I'm not surprised about that. Mm-hmm. I knew the career would start to come back, probably never to the level as it was. But he's got so many fans in this thing. People are just loving every moment of watching him, like, be a delight, you know, chuckle, have a little candy. I mean, people are just, like, hanging on every little word.
What did he get hired to do? What's the movie?
This just says, I don't know the movie, but it's some big movie in the works. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's, like, a pirate thing or anything, but... I mean, I never even saw any of those movies. I'm like, do I need to watch it now? Was he really that charming? Captain Jack Sparrow? How many?
He was really good in them, but I mean, I feel like I saw one.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like not my really like style of movie to go see, but I enjoyed it.
I mean, I loved the ride at Disneyland, and I liked that they were like dirty and like chasing women.
I was going to say.
And I was like 5 and thought it was hot.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being like...
Well, that's weird.
I know it is weird. It is weird. It is totally weird.
If but you I go was through like, now, you're like, oh, that's so weird. They have, like, got a man with, like, a empty rum bottle in his hand. And then just a woman like, like running in
Well, you know, they
circle.
Changed that about 10 years ago.
To where she's chasing him?
She's chasing him, but they made her like a larger woman chasing him. I thought that was rude.
That is
like
rude.
She's still in a bridal outfit, but she's like, because first it used to be like brides for sale. They changed that, and then it was a guy chasing a woman, and now it's a woman chasing a man.
But
she's
plumped
like,
her up a little bit because they didn't think that other lady could.
It's still rude. It's still rude.
Yeah.
But like, I still like love it, you know?
It's fun. Yeah. I mean,
think it's hot.
Yeah.
A little bit hot. So I get it. But so
I love you. I always thought it was funny because I didn't put together, you know, I mean, whatever. It's been there for so long. Like,
I
never thought of it as like, oh, that's, he's about to, you know, attack her or something. I just thought it was like a dumb, funny. But I don't think I ever thought it was hot in particular.
Also, I was like, one day I'll be rich enough to eat at the restaurant that you go by.
Oh, yeah.
At the Disneyland.
Have you?
You know what? I've had connections where if I insisted on it with enough planning, I guess I could have gotten a reservation. It's more about getting a reservation. But I've kind of heard it's not that great.
It doesn't look great.
I mean, you're like musky. It's like musky and people going by. But as you're going by, it looks so cool. Like you're in the bayou and it's at night. And it, you know, it feels like it's night because you're under the thing. But no, never have. So, I don't know.
I bet they don't have great service.
I feel like next time I go, I should just do it.
I would go with you.
I would just to say, like, here's my bucket list. Okay, speaking of... this whole story. Okay, so these are the things that have come out just to update you. So she's on there. Okay, I really feel, and I've said this before, I want to get my prediction out again.
Okay.
I think the jury's going to come back and just say neither side gets any money.
Right.
Because it's otherwise they're going to have to think that everything she says on the stand is a lie. And though I think she's not telling... all truths, and I think she might have written some history. It's hard to, I mean,
it seems like they both did some, yeah.
Like, I mean, he is a loser, and there were fights, and like, yes.
I believe him about her throwing the bottle. Like, I believe that.
Yeah.
And there was weird moments, like, I kept seeing clips, and I don't know if someone's editing these or what, but weird moments of her, like, looking, you know, kind of smiling, and then realizing the camera's looking at her, and like,
well, definitely
her face
there's
really
stuff.
Sad.
There's definitely stuff where they've showed videos because I'm like obsessed with all the TikTok people doing their own like investigative work. And there'll be her act the way she talks when she's just like normal, and then on the stand. But then in her defense, being on the stand and being in court is extremely nerve wracking. You're not going to be acting the same as you would be at lunch. Like it's terrifying, and like you're facing a $50 million lawsuit, and chances are his career might come back a little bit. Her career, I think, is really done.
But didn't she just star in something big? Like, doesn't she have a
Aquaman,
big...
Aquaman, but they cut her part down a lot.
Oh, they did.
And here's the thing. She chose to shit on a bed.
She did. She made that decision.
She made her bed, and now she's going to fucking have to lie in it. Like, I cannot get past the fact that she did a deliberate dump.
First of all, deliberate dump is like a really, I don't know why. I just really enjoy that. I want it to be the name of something. But yeah, forever that's associated with you. Forever, so if somebody wants to hire you, they're like, oh, should we, have new sheets every night in the hotel room for you? Or, right, you know,
yes,
like,
because exactly.
And know like, you like to poo poo in the bed.
Right. And like,
think about that.
And then,
right.
And then you're like, look, we're going to hire Amber Turd for this. And then they're like, oh my God, you know, this is a heist movie. The internet memes that will be done. Like, if she's in a movie 3 years from now, that's like a poster of whatever the movie is. Let's say it's two girls robbing a bank. People are going to make a meme that's going to involve
a little thing of poo poo right behind the bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always. Taking a turn. Like, just. All about, and the thing is that, like, I mean, it's hard when you have to pee, like, when you're drunk and you're with your girlfriends and you're just like, I have to pee, and someone's just like, just get out or go around the car or whatever. Or, and you know, you're trying to, and it's like that stage fright of thing. The whole taking a dump, and remember we were obsessed with the fact that there was like a surveillance camera of a girl that would go take a dump every morning. Like in an alleyway, and she looked like a pretty cute girl. She'd pull down her Lululemons and take a dump. And we were all convinced that she must be spending the night at her boyfriend's house and not want to take a dump.
Yes.
At her boyfriend's house.
Right.
I mean,
this is the opposite. This is like wanting to take it in the bed.
I don't think I have the ability to turn on my poo or not if I'm not sitting on a toilet. I've never taken a dump anywhere but a toilet.
Well, so first of all, neither have I. And I would hope that most people can say that about themselves. But yeah, if you don't, it's like, I grew up in Arkansas. I mean, I went camping. Okay. There were times that I was told, like friends would be like, oh, you just go do your business in the woods or whatever.
And then you bury it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you bury it like a cat. But I'm like, I can't go anywhere except like a toilet. So did she hunch on the bed? Like I had so many thoughts about it and like, how did it get there? Or did she go do it like normal and then take it and put it on the bed? I think she just like squatted right on the bed. Good on her. She's got a healthy
colon. I think people believe there's been a lot of reenactments, both done animation actors. I've seen like five different animation, like of where he was there, here he wasn't there. She covered it. Who knows what? But I mean, that alone.
And forever, you'll be the person that Johnny Depp had to say, I know for sure that wasn't my dog's poo because they're tiny.
Right.
And this was.
And the maids had to speak on it. Like, imagine being called in a deposition to talk about. And also,
a dump position.
a dump position, yeah. And also just how awful, like, that you would do that to a housekeeper, too. Like, not only are you screwing over him, you're screwing over the girl who now has to take that sheet. Or, I mean, hopefully she threw it away. But, like, still.
I would have just burned the house down and been like, I can't clean
it today.
Start
over. Yeah. Just fucking start over with a new home.
Yeah. Because I cannot. But that's a good point. That's the person that really suffered the most. It's like, you have a housekeeper who is just doing their job. And now.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to clean up. Because I'm sure celebrity housekeepers, especially ones that partied.
Yeah.
Have seen a lot, like, right. Come in and seen, like, drugs and booze and all this. But if I walked in and saw that someone intentionally left a shit in the bed, I don't know that I... That
all right, I'm going out on the limb of the, you know, here's the thing. This is all theory talk. You know, the ability to be able to shit on a dime, take a dump on a dime, okay? I've always been obsessed with these girls that go to Dubai and go on yachts and stuff to be with these princes, and they get all this money and everything. And part of the sick rumors are that guys want them to take a dump on them.
Oh, like on their chest?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In which then you'd have to train your body and be able to do that. So I don't know what her history was, but I think that also doesn't look great for her reputation.
No.
And I guess to this day she's still denying it. I don't know if she's denying it still or if she – I feel like she hasn't –
because she said – oh, maybe it was the security, because the security said that she told him it was a practical joke gone very wrong. And I'm like, no, that wasn't – it. There was no other way for it to go but wrong practical when you decided joke. To take a squat and a poo in a bed. There was never going to go right.
Practical joke is going to Spencer's craft store that does not longer exist, and you would buy a little prop poo. You're in the movie industry.
That's a practical joke.
You could buy a prop poo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Making one on your own.
Yeah.
With your own innards is not a practical joke. It's just fucking nasty.
Okay. Another juicy thing that happened is she's talking about that there was an incident where she was afraid that he might also attack her sister. And there were stairs, and she's like, and then I remembered about Kate Moss and the stairs. And at that point, his lawyers looked at each other and were like high-fiving. And in a nutshell, it's because they wanted to bring Kate Moss as a character witness on the stand for Johnny. And the judge at that time was like, her testimony is not relevant. She didn't witness anything. Just the fact that she used to be his girlfriend is not enough. Well, now that she, Amber, brought up Kate Moss, the thought is that they will now be able to make an argument to bring Kate Moss into this trial and speak on this supposed staircase incident, which is the story is she heard and brought up, Amber heard it, that he had done something physical with Kate Moss down the stairs, and which she's denied, and she's never admitted to it or anything. So now if she was to be on the stand under oath and say, no, that never happened, that's also going to make Amber Heard look like a liar, too.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. Do you feel like her lawyers are just like, can you not ever – I mean, that's like a big fuck-up, it sounds like, right? The fact that she said something that can now bring something into the case that she – they yeah, wanted to be able to leave out, and then she opened the door.
Right, but I think that she's not – I mean, that's the other thing. People have analyzed her stories. They say, like, her stories are, like, big chunks missing. And when she was talking about this other incident where the first time he allegedly hit her, she's like, I was on – we were sitting on the edge of the couch, and then I was – and I was on the floor, and I was looking at the carpet and how dirty the carpet was, and, like – she never says, like, how – it's just very – like, her stuff is very hard to follow. And you would have thought if this was really going to be the performance of a lifetime.
It would be a little easier to
or
follow.
Or a little more rehearsed.
I also don't believe someone that shit in a bed is that worried about a dirty carpet.
Did you see that part? She went on and on about it. But then other people said – because I'm really pig devil's advocate on both sides. Other people said that weird core memory of remembering something like that after – being hit for the first time or being so blown away that you were hit by the person you love and focusing on something like, why is this carpet so dirty? That's actually a normal reaction.
I believe that. I mean, so, I do believe that. I have like a friend of mine who's been through something traumatic. Like when she talks about it, it's almost impossible to follow the story.
Right.
Because it's like the emotion or something gets in or your mind maybe starts protecting itself. I don't know.
But. Right. And in a traumatic thing, someone's like, well, how do you remember those details? Well, because that day of trauma was not like every other day. So I'm going to remember this traumatic thing in greater detail than last Tuesday where I got coffee.
Right.
You know, so it's like.
I bet Johnny Depp wishes he could forget that traumatic poo that he woke up and stared next to.
I think the poo was that they told him the poo was there and then they took a photo. I don't know that he ever like.
I think it was in the bed with him, I thought.
You know, there's been so many different stories about the turds.
She left it for him to find, and then she covered it up with the blanket.
So yeah, she left it for him to find, so he'd crawl into bed.
I mean, that's still gross. But I thought, yeah, for some reason, I thought he woke up and, like, rolled over, and there was, like, poo in his face, which is, like, so
I think in everybody
worse.
Hearing bits and pieces, I think that's what people have thought, and I think people have, they, like, imagine her, like, jumping on the bed and, like, doing it while he's, like, closed his eyes with like a sleep mask on. Like,
right.
I think it really was that she
yeah. left it there for him to
and find.
And
then we don't know if, A, she moved it or whatever, or did she take, or was it dog poo that she moved and stuck there?
He says it's not.
I just remembered I did have something similar happen to me.
Okay.
I was at a slumber party with, no offense to public school girls, but it was a lot of public school girls and me. Okay.
I'm a public school girl, and I would never do whatever is you're about to tell me happened to you. I would never have done it. I can tell you that right now.
Anyway, throughout the night, I guess these girls didn't like me. They thought I was like a snobby bitch, or I don't know what, but I felt like very much an outsider. And I went to bed early. You know, you never want to be the first one to go to bed early at a slumber party.
Right.
And we all had sleeping bags. And we didn't have a cat, so I didn't know what, like, cat shit looked like or kitty litter or anything. But they did take the shit from the kitty litter, and they put it, like,
Oh, why didn't they just, like, freeze your bra or something? That used to
I was eight. I was definitely not wearing a bra.
Oh, you're something. That's, yeah. Like, there's no need. That's not very nice.
Anyway.
Well, I have a traumatic story,
too. That girl was
too.
Amber Turd.
Yeah, her name was Amber Turd. I was swimming in a lake once.
Yeah.
And this was in Arkansas. It was Lake Weddington. And I came up out of the water, and a big human turd floated right by my face. And I haven't been in a lake since.
How old are you?
I was like 10 or something.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like summer swimming time. And I like – it was much like Johnny Depp testifying about the size that Amber – It must have been human. I was like, that was a human one. And so someone was able to, maybe she was in that lake before because somebody was able to let loose in a lake. And that seems difficult to me to do.
It's crazy. Also, yeah. She gave him a knife that says, till death do us, or until death. And, you know, the whole, like, the just anybody that gives, like, till death and knives and sharing each other blood, I'm not into it. Now, this was interesting. Now, this is from a TikTok. Cafe Conran, that apparently she had the bruise on her cheek from May 27th of 2016. And then on May 28th, there's a paparazzi photo of the same cheek. And she's with a girlfriend and there is no bruise.
Oh.
But I don't know that this is totally true. Or the other thing.
I know that the TikToker investigators need to like.
The other TikTok investigator is Bovin Joe. Believes that there's a fan that was on taking photos of Johnny Depp, this woman, who looks just like Amber's attorney now.
Oh, my God. Wait, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
She looks just like her.
I know. It's crazy. Don't know if it's true. I just enjoy the investigative work that's happening.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't even matter if it's true, really. I guess he could have been a fan, but it's just funny. Like, that's the last person you want as your lawyer, was someone who was trying to get a selfie with him last week.
Then, again, sometimes with these TikTok investigators, it's not exactly, you know, full journalism. So another thing started to go crazy. This is on the internet about people believing that her opening statement was taken from The Talented Mr. Ripley, and it's been proven that wasn't true.
Okay.
She did say a similar thing about when you're with Johnny, you know, he makes you feel like the most beautiful person in the world, and, you know, when you're not in his light, it's so cold or whatever. But I'm like, those are kind of things that a lot of people say. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, even I remember people say, like, about Bill Clinton or whatever. The minute he talked to you, he looked you in the eye, made you feel important. Like, that's just a quality that, like, some charming people have. It's just called charming. It doesn't mean, like, you know.
What if she would have been like, and also starring Matt Damon, just like she just started. She finishes her quote and then just starts, like, naming credits. And then everyone's like, oh, okay.
Talented Mr. Ripley, you guys, if you're just looking for, like, an old juicy movie that you haven't seen. That's a juicy movie.
It is good.
That's super good.
Matt Damon, right?
Yeah. Yes. And that was basically
were they on a boat?
And he was like an imposter.
Right.
And then there's like a juicy love triangle. It's good.
Yeah.
It's very good. Now, I have said early on, not to always give myself credit, but I am, that I thought there might be some chemistry happening between Johnny Depp and one of his attorneys, who is this pretty brunette girl.
Okay.
And I noticed it in certain body language moments that they had. like just holding the door for her when they get out of the car, just make sure his chair. But I'm like, he could also be Southern gentleman, right?
Right.
But there was just this one moment when he walked in and he just sort of touched like the side of her blazer, like as he walked past, he sort of. And that's when I was like, I think something's happening. So then, of course, people listening to Juicy Scoop start to do their own investigative work. And TMZ is actually talking about it. But according to TMZ sources, no, there's nothing to this. And I'm like, okay, tell me where she's been married for 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
She's had a British boyfriend for a few months now. Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
No, that doesn't tell you anything. Even if she was married with it for years, it doesn't matter. Like,
it doesn't mean, and it also doesn't mean that they're boning. It means, I'm just saying, these could be the seeds of something that could evolve into something more later.
It could be innocent. He could be just the guy that's like, they're spending a lot of time together. He's checking on her. She's one of, you know, on his team.
Right.
Or it could be that they're gonna bone. So those are really the only two options.
I would say right now, prediction, not boning.
But will.
But, like, not till the trial ends. They celebrate. They prevail. They have some drinks. And she's just like, let's fucking
now
get
that it's
it
a,
on.
Yeah. Now that we're not, you're not my client anymore.
Yes. And I have a British boyfriend. I've only, according to DMC, I've only had him for 3 months. So, like, I can definitely spend one night with a pirate.
And then, and the British boyfriend, though, too. It's like having to read this stuff and be like, because even if it's not true, but even if it, even if it's not, there's no way you don't read this stuff and go, all right, well, I mean, are you going to go out with Johnny Depp or what? Because if you are, just tell me now.
I mean, that's like, it's pretty hard when you're when your girlfriend's spending every day with Johnny Depp.
Right.
Like, that is pretty, oh, what does your girlfriend do? Oh, she's the attorney for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
I'd be like, dude, just
call it a day.
Call it a day. They're going to bone. Or, they may not spend the rest of their lives together, but they're going to bone. So just accept it. Okay, let's get into the wedding, okay? So here we've got the photos.
So they look so good.
The magazine just came out. I had to go to the newsstand to get it. And he was on The Knot.
Yes.
Cover of The Knot, Ross. You were the first person I texted when I got the invitation because I knew you'd be invited too. And it was just great. I just had the best time.
You were immediately like, book your hotel, book your flight. This is the United one that leaves at like whatever time. And I was like, well, we're Delta people. And you immediately were very concerned about getting me there, which I appreciate.
I was like, mom and you. We're doing Thursday to Monday.
Yeah, that's what we did too. Smart.
Because originally, I think he said there was going to be a drag brunch on Sunday. And it just turned out to be just a fun brunch.
Yeah,
like no drag queens.
Disco music or something.
And I think that originally it was going to be a drag brunch. And then I think whoever he invited that would have been the drag queen or whatever was just like, I don't want to bring my wig and all my stuff and
to
my makeup.
95 degree weather.
Yeah. And after I've had fun at your wedding, can we just like have a good time? Do I have to perform?
That might have been what
but
happened.
But his brother thought it was going to be a drag brunch because the brother dropped off his girlfriend and was staying an extra day. So
right.
He drops her off or sees her off at the cab or whatever and then comes running back up and he's like, did I miss the show? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I thought there was going to be a performance.
You should have just gotten up and done something.
Well, the first night, let's get to the photos. Okay, the first night, here you and I are, we go to the fun, beautiful dinner on the beach.
La Palapa was a beautiful restaurant.
Beautiful, right on the beach. Highly recommend. So we take our cute photos. We both happen to wear long black dresses, so we look pretty cute. Now, the next day, we hang out, and Josh Wolf and his wife, Bethany, have arrived. And we hang out by the beach, and that was a fun day.
I sent this to my mom, and she told me my boobs were hanging out. I was like, it's a
perfect
bikini.
It's a perfect hangout.
Yeah. It's no nipple.
Then I got a tattoo / a henna tattoo.
It does look a little runny in that photo.
I guess I didn't
realize. Wait, is
realize
it off?
It's barely.
How long
so
do
what
those
happens
last?
Is it's like the goopy part comes off, like the puffy paint part comes off. And then it's supposed to last a couple weeks.
Like it's harder
no
to
way
get off one of those like hand stamps in a nightclub. Like I thought it would be off by now.
I just saw a thing where you can get these really good fake tattoos that will last like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I do kind of like it. I feel cooler. As I'm like washing my face and stuff, I'm like, I feel, because I have no tattoos.
Yeah,
so I feel kind of hip.
And then Peter got one to match you.
Well, and Peter was talking to the here's the thing. Go ahead.
Explain. Okay. So, as many people I'm sure who visit Mexico know, a lot of times when you're right on the beach, there are people coming by constantly selling bags and hats. Also, weed, cocaine, and ecstasy there was a lot of. I was like, they offered me a hat, and I go, no. And he goes, something for your nose? And I was like, no, I don't want something for my nose.
I know, and I go, why does he think you need a nose job? That's what I thought, like cheap plastic surgery. And I was like, actually, I would. Could I?
I love that that's what you thought. John and I were competing about who was cooler. Because I was I got offered cocaine and weed, and then he comes over and he goes, well, I just got offered Molly. So they think I'm, like, more hip. Like, cocaine's for, like, the older lady and Molly's for the fun young guy, I guess is what he was in his mind thinking. But there's a lot of that happening on the beach.
Yes.
Now, for the most part...
Which, by the way, I would never, even if I was into that in this day and age, please don't buy any drugs off the people at the beach.
No.
Yes.
But even just, like, the thing, the jewelry, all the things they're selling. So you kind of get used to it and you just go, no gracias, no gracias. You're not being rude, but you're, like, looking at your book and then they just kind of keep moving. What you're not supposed to do is engage with every single person that comes by, because then all of a sudden they will spend all their time
right at your chair. Yeah.
And Peter, who was like, why do they keep stopping? And I'm like, because he was getting a foot massage, a tattoo, and buying a hat all at once and goes, why does everyone keep stopping here? And I'm like, because you're the fucking poster child.
I'm like, this is the group that's down to buy.
Yeah.
And then the thing about Peter is he always gives like way too long of an explanation. Like we'll go to a restaurant or something and someone will be like, would you like a starter? And then instead of just being like, no, thank you, we're good with whatever the entree, he'll be like, I had a little bit of a late lunch. And normally I'd really like that shrimp cocktail. But I think that I'm like, they don't care. Like, move on. It's the same
thing. Wait, I be the waitress?
Okay.
Because I waited tables for a long time. Okay. And I can tell you exactly how I would have handled that if you're Peter. Okay. Sir, would you like anything to start? An appetizer or?
Oof. God, I can't have spicy foods anymore.
I just walk right away. The minute I just turn around,
a long explanation,
spin on a heel and leave. Yeah, yeah, I'll be back and ask you about later.
It was always like, you know, when they'd want to give you your hand sanitizer, like that time during COVID when everybody would give you the hand sanitizer before you left the hostess place.
Right.
They'd be like, and he'd be like, I have a rash that developed around my wedding ring about 22 years ago. That's why. And if I start to use the hand sanitizer, like I want to, I'm complying. But I'm like, they don't care. Shut up.
Just
like,
shut up. Just say no. Thank you.
Okay. So take some cute pictures on the beach.
I don't like that photo of me.
I'm sorry. Trish Sir was there. Okay. No. Okay. I'm going to hold this one up. But there was a day in between. There was a night in between.
Oh, that's a good photo.
That we go to karaoke.
Right. Yes. Keep the good photo up.
Now, I want to say something to everybody that runs a karaoke bar, because I have a great suggestion to make it a more enjoyable night and make you the most popular karaoke bar in the world. Go through the karaoke machine and have someone edit every song down to a maximum of 2 minutes.
I say 90 seconds, but sure. 2 minutes also.
We don't need – just get to the opening, get to the main refrain, and then that's it. We don't need the long instrumental break. Mm-mm. And we don't need another minute of some verse that no one knows the words of. The person singing, it took a lot for them to get their nerve up. They put a lot into it. They're already exhausted after 2 minutes. I'm telling you, if somebody takes that suggestion who has a karaoke bar, watch your business explode.
2 minute karaoke. No bullshit.
That's what I'm going to call my karaoke bar.
Yeah. I think you should open one.
2 minute karaoke.
Because Eve, I don't sing, obviously. Everyone knows I have a bad voice. Heather did an amazing performance, by the way. What was the name of the song?
I had worked on 3 songs.
Okay.
And I didn't know which one I was going to put down first. I decided to do the Lana Del Rey, Will You Still Love Me When I'm No Longer Young and Beautiful? Because it is the song that Kim had Lana Del Rey sing at her wedding for Kanye. And he played it when he asked her to marry him. Now they've since divorced.
Right.
But I always associate that song with just, you know. And so, and also there's this part where she's like, Father, please, when she gets to heaven, she goes, Father, please let me bring my man. And I always thought, I'll probably have to say that when I get to heaven, because Peter's not that religious, so I'm going to have to be like, can we please, can I just get a plus one here? He's probably not going to get as quickly up there as I am. Right. But
he'll give God a long explanation as to why he wasn't religious.
Right, and it's about marriage, so I'm like, I'm going to pick that one first, because I'll do a little bit where I, like, sing to Peter and, like, you know, people will enjoy that performance. I was so exhausted. I was like, how did Lana Del Rey do this? I'm so exhausted. Why is this song keep going on? After that, I was like, listen, whore, it's not your day. You're not putting down a second song. And I didn't.
Well, that's good. I mean, also you were just tired probably.
But I had practiced two others.
But there was so, because I
You did one.
What always happens to me is like at the very end, I'm like, okay, it would be funny if I sang this one song.
Okay.
So I sang Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
You did great.
And then, no, I have a terrible voice. I mean, literally, so I was like, let's get physical. Like, I mean, it's terrible. But at the end, I was like, why is this song still going? Because all of a sudden they're like, to get to the end. I'm like, no, this isn't, this song's longer than I thought. I thought it was a quick one. And then all of a sudden you feel like, and then I'm just like the last one to go. And then Ross is over waiting to come on to like thank everybody. And I'm like, why is this fucking song still going? I just wanted to get off stage so badly. So I would really like your 2-minute karaoke bar.
Then they had, thank you. Then they had the Ross and Welly gift bags.
Yes.
And as Ross and Willington were up there, like, thank you so much. And then just then, Mike Russo, who is the wedding coordinator, comes by and whispers something in Ross's ear. And then Ross is like, and please, one bag per couple. And he looks at me and we start laughing so freaking hard. That just made me laugh so hard that, like, I remind them it's only one bag per couple. Anyway, of course.
Because people are monsters and they'll take them all. Yeah.
Of course, I made it very clear to Peter I took a bag. We get in the cab. Peter has a bag, too. There was a lot of snacks.
Breaking news.
A lot
Breaking
of snacks.
News. COVID Peter stole tests. A bag.
Yeah. So then we get to Casa Kimberly, which is a very fancy, cool hotel, like old Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, this was just us, our Peter and what's my husband's name? John.
Yes.
Josh and Trish and Bethany and, yeah. and Jace, her husband.
Yeah.
Trish's husband.
Trish's her husband. So we have a great dinner there. And then we get, okay, then that's it. Then we go in cabs, we go home.
Yeah.
Then, okay. So then the next day we're laying out. That's another beach day. That was really fun. Then we go back to get cute. Now we're here at the wedding. And the wedding was
we wore black
so pretty.
The first night, and then we both wore blue on the wedding night. Look
I
at
know.
Us, twinsies. This is a good picture though.
Looked really good. Martin Lawrence Ballard, who is a decorator, he was there. This is his husband, Michael. So we looked cute there. Here's Peter and I looking cute.
Oh, that's a good picture. You guys.
Here's the Bethany and Trisha too. Then here's a bunch. Oh, this is all. Oh, there's Peter there looking look, with all the guys and Peter. Wait, I never noticed the hand on the hip. Okay, so the night is okay.
Did Peter have his shoes on in that photo? Remember when at one point I told him he had to put his shoes on? His shoes were off at
oh,
one
we'll
point.
Get to the okay. part of that. So here we all are again, looking so cute. Let me see, Bethany. Okay, so wait. Okay, so now it's nighttime. Drew Barrymore was the flower girl. She came out in a really cute, like, yellow long dress, and she gave a speech, and Nikki Boyer, who I've had on this show, and she's great friends with Ross, she was the officiant.
She did great, too.
Yes.
It was so sweet, yeah.
And they had, like, beautiful speeches. Honestly, there was, like, normally there's, like, one or two special moments. There were, like, 12. Like, everybody was crying. It was absolutely beautiful. There were fireworks, and
it was beautiful.
It was so nice. And so
I cried the whole time.
And the food was amazing. I really ate my face off. However, did you have dessert? Did I miss dessert? Because I was looking at the menu here. Do you remember having grilled cornbread in a mezcal chocolate mousse sauce, vanilla crumble, and vanilla ice cream. I absolutely do not remember having that.
No, I must have gotten up or something before dessert.
And then there was the wedding cake, which I also did not have.
I had some the next day at the brunch because they still had some there. Okay. It was really good.
Well, I didn't have the dessert. Maybe because at that time, my husband, Peter, let's go back to Peter, decided there was this long, like Olympic size, definite lap pool that was an infinity pool that
it was definitely meant for decoration that night.
Yes. Yeah, so that's normally you'd lay out where we were eating. There'd be lounge chairs. They moved all that stuff all day. They were preparing for the wedding. And then you would go in that thing, go out back on the lounge chair during the day.
Yeah.
There is no swimming at the wedding.
No, not supposed to be.
And Peter just thought this would be such a great time to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never mentioned this to Ross. I don't. It's over now. I'm glad he wasn't aware of it. He didn't bring it up to me at the day after brunch. He started to. Now, he did have like decent underwear on, like they were like a navy cotton short.
I mean, I love that this is, you're a very good wife, that you're, you know, you're like, at least he had decent underwear on.
I mean, a good wife probably wouldn't be sharing it on the podcast, but I'm like, I could save this for Patreon, but then I'm just like, I feel like the world should know.
Okay.
Like.
So what you're dealing
with. Goes in. Now, granted, he was on the swim team. He played water polo in college. So he's like, has a decent stroke. But anyway, he gets in the water and I am like, now I'm really buzzed too. But I was like, this isn't cool. Like this, I got to get him out. It was like herding cats. I was like, Peter! And like, I was like, Peter, get him out, Peter. And he's like, what? And he starts, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And so I'm like, just get out right now and get your outfit back on. And I say to the guy, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like he went to the pharmacia and like, I think he mixed up his stuff because he's got to be on like certain medication and stuff. And then that's always a great excuse. Like if your husband ever misbehaves, just like tell someone like he's not right.
He took the wrong thing. It didn't mix well with his alcohol.
Then he got back in his clothes.
Security was quick over and there. Then they were quick to get him out of the pool.
And then he then started the line dance. Oh, the security guard was totally nice. He was like, oh, it's okay, honey.
Oh, yeah. No, I just mean he was quick. He was like, immediately, he was like, oh, no, we're not supposed to be swimming right now.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and it was just literally like a child, like, swim times later. Like, after we, you know. I mean, I should have been like, you haven't waited 30 minutes since the entree. Like, what the hell? So then he started the conga line. Did you get involved in the conga line?
I did not get involved in the conga line. I missed that. I was still over. I was still over on the other side, I think. But
started the conga line.
Okay,
and
that's
then,
good.
And then
conga lines are fun.
And then I was really like, it just hit me, and I'm like, let's just go. Let's go to bed. And so he woke up the next morning. He's like, I can't believe that you left before the wedding cake. And I'm like, you don't remember? Like, literally, you were swimming. Like, we could have ended up in a Mexican jail. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I'm so. I mean, we're at a gay wedding, and, like, the straight bear is the one that, like, takes off his clothes and goes swimming. Like, none of these other, no gay guys were, like,
and I'm sure people
ready
saw,
to, like, party like
if
that.
You look on Ross's Instagram today, or, you know, like, his latest Instagram, they showed photos from the wedding. So
yes.
It shows, like, the beautiful setup of, like, the tables and
yes.
the things. And, like, the you know, everything that was on the table, like where the reception was. Just keep in mind when you're picturing this, people, that the pool was right by that, like right
yes.
behind it. So people are mingling in this beautiful reception area. And then splish splash, Peter's taking a bath.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but no problem with it. Like I brought it up, told on him, because Peter will always tell on me to the kids.
Yeah.
He'll always be like, oh, mom glug glugged it with her friends, you know. So I was like, Drake picks this up. And I go, I just want to know, just want to tell you the great time, you know, this is what happened. He is doubling down on that, you know, it was hot out. And
sure, it was.
And
it
he was,
hot.
Was ready to like really up the party fun to a pool party. And he thought, It was sort of his impression that other people were wanting to swim. So he was going to start the swimming and just like really.
And when he got in there and nobody else jumped in, was he like, oh.
Still, no, just still the confidence. Just the confidence of a man that, I mean, granted, he, like I said, he was a lifeguard in Oceanside. He had a lot of trophies and medals for swimming.
Sure.
So very confident.
So he just can't resist
swimming.
Himself.
He can't resist. Yeah. I also like swimming too at parties.
At pool parties.
At pool parties. Yeah. But listen, I would have never jumped in because I was wearing a sensible spank under that dress.
Yes.
So, and also not as confident in my body as Peter for obvious reasons. But but I do like night swimming when it's appropriate.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So then the next day was the brunch. And this is a picture of Ross's gorgeous, he got a second wedding band. So he had like a, I believe that was like his engagement. And then he had like this diamond, looked really good. And then the four of us took a cute picture and they had Dr. Garcia Matthews' husband and then Ross Matthews' husband, shirts on.
So cute.
And just super cute and happy.
Just a really nice, like.
So much fun.
I love a day after brunch. After a wedding.
I was so, so tired on Monday. We came home Monday night, but it was so fun. Yeah, Sunday night, I did go and booze it in the pool with a bunch of gay guys, having the time of my life. And then we went upstairs, got room service, and then we watched The Staircase.
So, as you know, we kept trying to start it and kept falling asleep in bed. Because
HBO Max, yeah. You guys, there's three episodes out. The fourth will be today, Thursday.
But yeah. We watched one last night.
It's
because
so
it,
good.
It was the what was the moment that you said where he's like, are you ready to get pounded in that ass?
Okay, well, for people to remind you guys, there is the Netflix doc, which was amazing. And it's literally a scripted story that also talks about how they started to agree to have this documentary made. And this is happened almost 20 years ago where a prominent couple had some wine, went out by the pool. According to the husband, she went back upstairs to like answer some emails. When he came up, he found her at the bottom of the stairs, tremendous amount of blood from what he thought slipped and hit her head. Right. Then through all the years of figuring it out and the trials, they found that he had a double life where he was bisexual. And they believe that she may have found out and that's why he killed her. And he always said she knew and didn't care and she slipped and fell. And it's super compelling. Like, I would go back and forth. Did he did it? Did he not? It's so juicy. And
to remind people, when we watched The Staircase, the documentary, that's when John installed a camera on our stairs for a room above the garage because he never wants to be accused of me being the, you know, murdered on that staircase.
And so you guys still have
a little bar up there.
So do you have like a little ring camera or something?
Yeah, like an Arlo or something. Yeah. And it's in the corner. And so.
Listen, anybody that does have a staircase, especially stairs that have like short, we have a one story house, thank God. But haven't you ever gone downstairs where like, almost like my feet are too big for the stairs? Like if they're like small stairs.
Yeah, it's an easy. You could easily miss one.
You could easily fall.
Now she and there were kind of so much blood.
They were kind of a boozy couple, though.
Right.
They like to drink, drink a lot of red wine. But yes, there is this one part where he's calling these guys that he sees, and he's like, "Oh yeah, sure, we can meet. Let's meet at our normal place." Just so normal, like he's setting up a contractor to build a pool house, or whatever. He's like, "Let's meet at our regular place. Ready to get that ass pounded hard?" I was like, I love that they're just being like so honest and not beating around the bush about any of this, you know?
And it's Colin Firth and Toni Collette.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is good.
And so I finally watched it, and I'm up to date. You guys need to watch that. I also watched all the Selling Sunsets. Did you?
No.
Caught up.
No. I got really annoyed with it last season, if I'm being honest.
So they did like a Real Housewife kind of a reunion. The reunion was sort of interesting because Chrishell fell in love with Jason, one of the tiny twins. There's Jason and Brett. And in it, I had mentioned a couple weeks ago that the internet was ablaze. Well, not ablaze, but a few little things. That she, Chrishell, was writing to this girl she's non-binary, but I mean, she appears to be female. And she is a singer, and her name's G-Flip. And that they were very flirty, and people thought, but she was going to Australia, but it was to be in a music video. So it was like, are they, like, dating, whatever? I talked about it. Then it was confirmed. I don't think it was officially confirmed until she said it on this when this aired Friday. Chrishell said,
right, the G-Flip goes by they. And
Chrishell says, I'm dating this person and they are amazing. And, it's who you fall in love with. And I didn't expect it and all this stuff. But prior to her saying that, I was kind of shocked. Jason is crying about the breakup.
Oh.
And the way I understood it is that she wanted to have kids. And then you watch the show, she's 40, and the whole, they have these conversations where they're like, well, you need to decide, I have these frozen eggs. Do you want to make an embryo or not? Do you want to make an embryo with me and, like, move forward with this? And he's like, I have to decide. And they meet the mom. And I thought that was weird. I definitely think their relationship was real.
Yeah,
but I thought this part.
And didn't he and Mary break up because he didn't want to have kids too?
Well, Mary has a child from when she was 16 who's like 25 now, 22.
Right.
So, no, I don't think they broke up because of kids. Oh, they broke up just because.
Maybe I made that up. But okay, this is bad. I know that people will probably get annoyed with me, but I was thinking, I thought it was annoying when they broke up originally.
And Chrishell and Jason. Okay.
And I just kept seeing all these comments on his Instagram page of like, just have kids with her. I mean, you can have parties for your dog and you can't. Why don't you just have kids with her? It's like, well, if you don't want kids, you don't want kids. And that got on my nerves because I was like, don't go tell someone that they should have kids just because someone else wants one. I thought it was annoying. And Chrishell had nothing to do with it. She wasn't like encouraging it. But I was just like, you don't go as a fan on someone's page and tell them to fucking have a child just because you liked that couple together on TV. That's weird.
It's really weird. And I think, first of all, maybe the problem that he and his brother, I'm always fascinated by identical twins. I think it's just fascinating. And so that they can like feel stuff that the other one feels like. You know, like I had a friend who had identical twins and like one like stubbed her toe and the other one was like in the other room and it's like, ouch. And like just weird shit like that.
That is so weird and also annoying.
I mean, they share the same DNA.
That's
like
crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's even so much closer than a fraternal situation. And so when Jason starts crying, Brett started to cry. And I was like, why isn't the host going, oh my God, are you crying? Like, not only do you feel because you're close, but you might actually be feeling like emotions. I'm just fascinated. But I also feel like they're each other's life partners. Maybe that's the problem. Because they were like, people always ask us, like, why can't you commit? What happened as you as kids? And he's like, nothing. We just saw the mom. She's a delight. She's like, I'm like, no, they're probably just so close. And that's the glory of being a rich man. If you don't want to have kids or you want to have your first kid at 55 and not at 44 or whatever they are, you can.
Right.
Like, do it once you're ready. What do you care? And I think it was amazing. So then she comes out and she says, I'm actually seeing this person.
So he was crying before she came out and said this. Yes. He was crying because they were talking about the breakup.
He was just talking about saying she was the best girl I've ever been with. I don't know. I just knew I wasn't ready for this. And, you know, but I miss her and I still love her. And everyone's like, well, then why aren't you together? But then she goes, well, I'm dating this person and she's non-binary and this and that. And I was like, he probably felt at that time it was inappropriate because he might have known before sitting down because Mary clearly knew.
Oh, okay.
That she was in this relationship. And I knew. Okay. But I don't know when they taped this. But anyway. And I was like, well, now... It would be amazing if there was a follow-up or something, or if I got the tiny twin to come on Juicy Scoop, and I said, Jason, now looking back, don't you think you sense just something might not be right? I mean, that maybe she wasn't as committed to you as she claimed to be. Maybe there's something in your soul that just felt like, this is not someone I should be procreating with, which is the biggest, you're never...
Yeah.
I mean, what if they'd had that child, okay? It's growing in a surrogate or whatever. She goes and does the music video with G-Flip. falls in love with G Flip, breaks up with him on camera, the baby's born, and then she's like, I'm going to Australia and I'm taking our baby. And then he would have been like, thanks, Selling Sunset fans,
for forcing me, telling me a dick,
wanting to have a child with a woman that I've only been dating for, like, they weren't even together a year.
No.
You shouldn't. And you, if you can't commit, I'm sorry, to having a life together, please, and you're that rich, just have the baby on your own. So that when you meet G Flip, you can take that baby with you.
Well, and I think she said, too, I think Chrishell has said that, like, you can adopt, like, she, you know, she's talking about maybe doing that or something. So,
well, I mean, it's going to be hard to get knocked up by G Flip. No offense.
Right.
It's going to be a little more planning involved.
Well, I think they'll probably do. I saw that she wrote something about adoption or.
Oh, no, that was like a joke. There was some other lesbian that said, oh, they adopted me. So it was a joke on Facebook. Oh. Or no, but then she also said.
No, it was after this because it was something like, she's talking about Maya's face and she's like, the face you make when you realize, like, you don't have to be with a man to have a kid or something like that.
Right, you can have a child on your own. Yeah, so Maya was very surprised.
Yeah.
So a couple of the girls were very surprised by it, but, you know, happy and supportive. So we'll see. So now what was kind of exciting is they've got Selling Sunset, the OC, coming out. So they opened an office down there.
Okay.
I have some inside scoop. There were definitely some real estate people I know whose hottest young realtors left them to go to Oppenheimer. Because wouldn't you rather be on TV than actually sit on a real open house by yourself,
right,
hoping that someone walks in? So, I think it'll be fun and totally smart. I'm kind of curious if Christine has left. She didn't come to the reunion.
Right.
And the biggest thing is that this girl, Emma, said she found out that Christine.
Which one's Emma?
This one, Emma, here. They were engaged the same person. Silver. She's in Silver. They're engaged the same person.
Is that Chrishell in the red?
Yeah. She got browner hair.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're all so pretty. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And this Chelsea girl, oh, my God. Their body, she's the new girl, the British girl. Oh, my God. Anyway, they're all stunning, and they all got a nice glow up since the first season. So, anyway, this girl, Emma, says, I was working with a client. The client got contacted by Christine, and Christine offered him $5,000 to work with Christine and not with Emma. They tell the Tiny Twins, they're shocked. They're like, Christine, we need to talk to you. Christine never shows up. That's it. And then she claims to have had COVID, missed the reunion, and then she was seen doing a photo shoot with Melissa Gorga 2 days later. Oh. So they think she lied about having the COVID to avoid being. But what was interesting is what Chelsea said, the pretty British girl. Is she said, all I'm going to say about that, because she was always Christine's friend, and she explained this really well. It might have not been, I'll give you $5,000 to not work with Emma. It might have been, oh, do you still plan to list your house? And then the guy could have been like, actually, full disclosure, I've been talking to Emma, and I think Emma wants to list it. Christine might have said, well, I know Emma charges 3%, and I just want you to know I can do it for 2.5 or 2. Now, a lot of realtors do that.
Okay.
So essentially, depending on the house, maybe it wasn't that expensive. So maybe 0.5% was worth $5,000.
Right.
And then she might have been like, so that's a savings of $5,000. I'm just saying that's the savings of $5,000. Love to list it for you.
Right.
You knew me just like you knew Emma. Brokers do that. It's still shitty. It still gets around, especially when you're on a TV show like this. But I feel like I think that for the realtor people out there and people who've bought homes and sold homes, brokers want your listing and they will do stuff like that.
Right.
And it's not, and that's not unethical to say I'll work for two versus three. A lot of people do that.
Right. So do you think she'll be on the next season then?
No.
No.
I think she's gone, and I think the show might, I think, depending on the OC, if the OC is hot, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this, I guess it'll come back, but I feel like Heather's in the OC dealing with her husband. I don't know. But then they could always get new blood and stuff. But it's right. going to hurt with Christine being gone.
Right. Yeah.
But I could see her going on other shows or something. Here they are. I mean, they are pretty cute together.
They are cute together.
I mean, I think Chriselle, I just think, is so freaking adorable. Gorgeous. Now, you know about Heather Ray is married to Flipper Flop, Christina's ex.
Okay.
And they look a lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
And they always say, we have such a great blended family situation. But this weekend at a soccer game, apparently, Heather went up to Christina and then Tarek, the ex-husband, to Christina, and Heather's husband pulled her away. So people are like, oh. Listen, it's just a big mess. Just, God, someone forgot to bring the snacks, and it's like, it's okay. You know, like...
It was your turn to bring the juice boxes.
I always remember this with Brandi Glanville and Leanne Rimes. There were always so many stories about soccer issues.
Right, like, that's right.
You know, the stepmom trying to be all about being there, and then the biological mom being like, I got it. I got the orange slices. Really? I got it.
Yeah. You didn't need to show up with watermelon.
Oh, I'm sorry, because when he came back from your house, he didn't even have his cleats, okay? Like, just, it's a lot about the uniforms. I just hope these people are rich. I hope that they have double uniforms.
Yes. It has something at each house.
Just, God. Beverly Hills is on tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I saw it, so I can tell you about it.
Okay.
Do you remember hearing the news that Dorit... home got broken into.
Yes.
Not too far from your and my home in Encino. She's right in between you and me, okay? And now, when you first heard about that, was there any doubt that it wasn't 100% a real robbery?
No.
Well.
It was for the show?
No. No.
Or for her?
I believe, to this day, and after watching the episode, on the right side of history. That I believe that, yes, she was awoken by strangers in her home. But there was rumors and there were people that, you know, analyzed the robbery surveillance and questioned the time. It was very early, like 9:48 at night. But then you see in the episode that she had come back from London. PK stayed in London. She came back from London with two little kids. And they were just exhausted, you know. They're like on the, what do you call it, jet lag.
Right.
So they all went to bed early. And then she normally would sleep with the kids if PK wasn't there. But she was so tired, she put them in their own beds. And she went to bed. And she, like, hears the door open. She's imagining seeing, like, one of her little kids. And she sees this tall person. And the way she tells it, it is terrifying.
Yeah.
But the day after the news comes, you see all the women going.
Did they take anything?
They took a whole comforter of stuff. So they took a comforter and put all the bags, all the jewelry, everything. And they show them pulling it outside of the house.
So when she, because I don't know the whole story. So when she woke up and saw the person in
stuff? They had a gun and they're like, show us everything. And she begged and be like, please, I have kids and this and that. And she says, one's like, just shoot her. And the other one's like, you know, no, just show her the stuff. She's take everything, jewelry, everything she has. They show him them pulling the comforter out. And then she said, he took her cell phone. And then she says, just, can you leave me my cell phone? He goes, okay, I'll leave it at the gate. And they show him in the surveillance, just leaving the phone at the gate. But now that we know that explanation, there was a previous person that put it out on TikTok on the internet that they didn't believe that this crime was real. And one of the things was, and what's this thing? And it was like a phone lit up. What's this thing that he drops there, like a signal? Well, now that explains it.
Right,
He left her phone. He didn't want it. He didn't want it tracked onto him either, probably.
Right.
So, I don't believe they've ever found the men. The people, I assume they're men, but it was like two or three people. And then PK comes and he's crying. And then anyway, a great scene is Kyle is so upset and everything. And Sutton, who's this girl, Sutton, the Beverly Hills, she's from Atlanta, and she comes. And she's like, hi, Sutton. I mean, God, can you believe this? Can you believe what's going on? And she's like, yeah, it's been a weird day. And what? Kyle's like, oh. She's like, yeah, I've been having to deal with a lot of stuff today, too. And she's like, well, what kind of stuff have you been dealing with? Like, thinking, what could it possibly be?
Like a home intrusion. Yeah, other than a home invasion. Yeah.
So you thought you were going to be all killed? Like your husband was going to find the three of you dead? Like, what did you happen? And she's like, well, you know, I've got my store and I have a French designer, and immigration with COVID has just been so difficult in trying to get my designer in to do the store. So it's just, you know, a lot. And I'm like, oh, my God. So then she doesn't – then they have another night where that night they all get together at Kyle's house. And, you know, so the season is, you know, Sutton's definitely like either going to be the one that kind of questions it or is a little bit on the outskirts. She has since done interviews being like, yes, I was being insensitive.
Right.
But there was a time because, in the internet, because they have financial problems, that people thought it might not have been real.
Because that's what I was going to say is like, what's the original, what's the initial reason that people would think it was a lie? Just because they're famous and they're like, that can't happen. Like,
no, because I think because there was gambling debts and bankruptcies and stuff. And so this way, if they get $1 million insurance check after, that would be helpful to paying off debts.
I see.
Which I think happened. But that doesn't mean that this didn't happen.
Right.
Like, I mean
that's a big thing to make up.
There are people that lost their homes in the fires here.
Yeah.
And for some people, it might have been not the worst thing that happened. Like, if you were going through a divorce, if you were going through a thing and you were just like, I mean, still traumatic, but like you get this huge check and you can start fresh. And doesn't mean you wanted it. Doesn't mean you lit the fire. But I'm just saying, like, so I think people thought that, but I have always believed, knowing how crime has been happening, I totally believe that there's been so many home invasions. And also people knew the house, and they knew how much real luxury stuff she has.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it's given to her or she resells it and stuff, but she's wearing the real shit.
I was going to say, if she needs money, why doesn't she just sell some of that shit? Like, if they're in debt.
Well, that's why people wondered, didn't this work out? But there's just no way that I think that she could have orchestrated hiring three men that wouldn't have already broken. Like,
yeah.
I think people are trying to think it was a Jussie Smollett thing, and I absolutely don't think it was at all, and I never have. And it was so traumatic. I don't think she'd ever put her kids through that. I don't think she'd ever risk something like that. So
yeah, it's a big risk, because then if, like, all of a sudden it turns out you faked it, then you're in, like, such a world of shit. So I don't – yeah, that doesn't sound –
But it's going to be a juicy episode. And then Erica Jane is there, and she tells Garcelle, she's like, yeah. The $20 million was never in my account. It's been cleared. And Garcelle's like, I haven't read anything in the news about the fact... Wait, they dropped the lawsuit? Well, no, but... Anyway, do your research. It was just like, so it's going to be a good one. It's going to be real...
I know I don't even watch it, but I might have to.
Real juicy. Oh, and then Bravo Snark said this. That Lisa Rinna is also very annoyed with Sutton, because Sutton says, I invited and paid for Lisa Rinna and Harry fucking Hamlin to come to the Elton John party as my guests, and they never thanked me or whatever. And she's saying, I, you know, always gave and I always paid for myself. I just happened to sit at her table that night. Oh. Like, who cares? Who's going to figure it out?
Talk about the photo, though, that you just passed of, like, that you're always trying to find someone mid-sentence, and there's one right there. Although, so she looks good.
I love Lisa Rinna's face. I love her eye makeup.
She's gorgeous. I like her body.
I like her lip stuff.
I used her at SoulCycle.
I just got some more lip stuff sent to me. The Lisa Rinna lip is good.
Does it plump them?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But also, I just love the liner. Like, the liner just works perfectly with my mouth. Anyway.
So, get me on that mailing list, will you?
I will. I'm going to write them and say that, because I think whoever sends me it listens to Juicy Scoop. Okay, so Britney Spears took a bunch of nude photos, and with just a heart on her crotch and covering her tits. And she does this thing where she goes, photo dump. And it's the same seven photos.
Right. Well, they were all on her phone and she dumped them off. I mean, it's technically a photo dump. Now, these are from, because she's pregnant now, right? So.
I mean, come on.
But so come, these are.
Wait,
are
they, come on.
I don't know. I don't understand I any mean, of it.
I've been, you know what? This is where I believe I'm also on the right side of history. I just don't think she's pregnant. And I've said it before. I was scared to say it 2 weeks ago. I'm not scared to say it now.
Because are these supposed to be from now?
She'll say this is, I'm photo dumping these from before. There was a baby inside me and this and that. But also I'm like, I'm going to be the judgy bitch that has teenage boys. Like, this isn't cool. She has teenage boys. On Mother's Day, she was like, oh, I was sick for Mother's Day. There's no, why aren't you with your kids on Mother's Day? Like, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad. I feel like she's very alienated.
But do you think the boyfriend would go along with her lying about the pregnancy, though?
Yes.
Like the fiance or whatever?
He I would just go think along he's just like
just
rolling her. With it. And then whatever the plan is, I don't know. Other people are saying, could it be that she has a surrogate? I don't think she could get that all. I don't think she has the capacity of doing all that. I don't think there was enough time for that. Well, no, and also
because she said something, like she said it was in her because she talked about like a food baby and then it turned out to be a real baby.
And I have all this other stuff. And so then, she was going to take a big social media break and then that lasted about 12 and a half hours.
Well, that's a big break for her.
And then she's like, here's some more. And she's dancing around. And then this is her grid. So there were three different grid photos of the full blown naked photo.
And I would like to have her thighs.
And I just think if you were pregnant, why wouldn't you be showing us the ultrasound, the pee on the stick, the holding? Like, you show us everything. Why wouldn't you be like, holy, it just popped? And chances are she should have a bump by now because it's not her first pregnancy. So when each pregnancy, you pop quicker. I don't know. People be mad at me. I hope I'm wrong. But everything tells me that this is just strange.
Why didn't we take photos like this when we were in Mexico together? If Peter can go in the pool, why can't you take a photo with a nice little heart on your...
I mean, that is just so... You know, but this is the only outlet she gets, you know, and then she'll take, like, share photos of other people's kids and, like... It's just very, very strange. It's very strange. And I just wish that she could do something else creative besides the Instagram. Yeah. That's where I think it would help her.
But yeah. Another outlet, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So Wendy Williams is demanding $100 million for podcast deals. Radar Online is saying she just did an interview with Fat Joe on his YouTube and I watched it.
And?
It's like sad. She doesn't really kind of know what's going on. She's like very, like, can't really answer questions coherently.
Right.
Like, there was one question where she goes, you know me, Joe. I'm the sweetest person. I have the best soul in the world. And I wouldn't invite you over, but I'd invite you over to someone's house. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying, Joe? I would always be like, go to someone else's house, and then you know what my heart is. It's literally that confusing.
Was Joe like, no, I don't know what you mean.
I think Joe loves her dearly.
Yeah.
Like, I think they've known each other for 20 years in the music and all that. And Fat Joe's been a guest host on the show a lot, even though they're giving the show to Sherry. And so I think that he was so excited to have her agree to do this, like, YouTube interview with him. And then I think he knew this wasn't good representation of her, and then kind of was like, but still, he didn't have to share it.
Right.
He should have just not shared it.
Maybe cut it down or something.
And then she said how, I just love my house. I love my house. I have my cats. It's a beautiful house. It's beautiful. And I agree. Like, she should, yeah, if you can't. But then she also said, oh, I'm sitting in that purple chair. I'm coming back to Wendy Williams. I'm coming back to Wendy Williams. And then he's like, okay, but you know that the show has been given to Sherry Shepherd, and he's like, she's like, well, she's not, I don't know, I'll be watching, but I'll have my own, my show will be coming back. It's not like the production company and everybody that's tied to her show has had to move forward with Sherry Shepherd. There isn't like a choice.
Right.
It's not up to her. Now she could start a whole nother show.
But she can't go back to that one.
No. Right. And she could certainly start a podcast. But if someone was about to write her a huge check for a podcast, which I would think that they would want her, like, yeah, this is obviously in her wheelhouse, I just think that Fat Joe thing didn't help. Because I would be like, if I was the head of, I'd be like, all right, let's just hold off for about,
right,
you know.
Because it's taught, I mean, it's, if you're not really stringing things together very coherently to when people are listening, that's literally what a podcast needs you to be doing. So, right.
Yeah. You're not going to be cutting. It's not a TV show where it's a 7-minute interview. It's a 57-minute interview. It's, you know, it's like, and she had a lot of people helping her on the show.
That's sad though, because she's so talented.
I think she is so talented. I think, but it's, and then she talked about her, you know, the Wells Fargo thing and the money. And it's just a big, it's a big mess, but that didn't help. It didn't help, but hopefully it'll all come back together because I've always really like admired what she pulled together. Our last topic is one that you know a lot about. General Hospital alum. He splits from his pregnant wife. The child is not mine. He does an Instagram account. And he's like, hi, we're splitting because she's pregnant and the child's not mine. Literally, that's what it said.
I mean, that's like a really aggressive. I mean, I kind of don't blame him because if that was happening, if that happened to me, if John came home and he was pregnant with someone else's baby, I'd for sure tell Instagram about it and be like, no. I do. I know.
They
have
like
watched
three other kids together.
Right.
Or a few other kids. Like,
I haven't watched General Hospital in a long time, but as you know, I used to be a very large General Hospital watcher. And that is Steve Burton. He played Jason Quartermain, who also was once in a car accident and forgot who he was. But the but the fact that it's like such a soap opera line, you know what I mean? Like, she came home and she's pregnant with someone else's baby. Like, it sounds made up.
Yeah.
But it's apparently not. And they've been together a long time.
And how do you know that it's not yours before it comes out? Like, that has to be either you really haven't fucked in that many months.
Right.
Or she came out and told you that. Because, I mean, you could play along unless, right, unless you're with someone of a different race. You could play along probably forever. If you're with some other white guy, chances are he would probably never know.
No. So either she told him because she wanted to, but I'm sure she hoped that maybe this isn't how he would handle it. You know, if you're going to come clean like that, you got to make a better deal about how it's going to be announced, because that's not the best to be like, yeah, we're breaking up. She's pregnant. Not mine. Bye. Yeah. It's a little hardcore. And it's also probably not great for, because they said they have three other kids together.
Or a few. I saw a photo of them all together. And
just another day in Pine Valley.
Then this is from
Port Charles.
Oh, is that where it is?
Port Charles General Hospital. Pine Valley was all my children. Anyway,
I loved
keep
all
going.
Mine was Young and Restless, and it was something city. I can't remember what it was. Genoa City.
I never
watched. Genoa City, and I was always like, where is it? I think it's near Chicago. But they'd go to like, it'd be like an average Tuesday, and they'd be like, are you going to the colonnade room? And then they'd be in like black tie. And I'm like, what place do you get this dressed up to? It's like not an event. It would just be just to have dinner. And I was like, oh, where is this Genoa City? I just want to like, anyway, this woman left her husband of 14 years only to be rejected by the other man. Okay. Just the way this article was written made me laugh so hard. I'm like, who wrote this? But basically she has a book that came out, and then an article was written about the book, and then the internet just went crazy against her because she said, I was on a vacation, I was with my husband for 14 years, and I met this guy in like the hotel bar, and our eyes met, and he just like his cologne and his like white shirt, and he bought me my favorite rosé, and I just knew he was my soulmate. So she leaves her husband. And then, like, tries to find him. And the guy's like, what? Like, I bought you a rosé. Like, I don't even know that they, like, I almost want to read the book because I'm like, did they screw on the vacation? It really sounds like she just is like, I mean, that is
now
being on
a
vacation.
Really, yeah,
like,
I really
that's
need
not
to
real
know.
Life.
Yeah. I really need to know if they actually ever, because if she left him literally just off of, like, a glance, it's even fucking crazier.
Basically, that's what it is. It was like, this was her memoir, and it was, you know, meeting this guy made her realize that he's my soulmate. The guy I'm with is not. She gets divorced, but then when she tries to pursue the guy that she believed was her soulmate, that just took her breath away at the bar, then he's like,
I don't even know who you are. I just bought somebody a wine.
Yeah, like it was just like
was this supposed to be for your husband? It wasn't even supposed to be for you or God.
We were just at Sandals or whatever. Like, what if it was an all inclusive and he didn't even pay for it?
That is even a better story.
That's what girls need to remember, though. Always, when some guy, especially if you're in a relationship, when some guy is coming hardcore flirting with you, just know you're not that special.
Yeah, you're probably not the first person he flirted with.
You're not the first person he flirted with, bought a rosé for, like, and you're drunk and you're on vacation. That is not a day-to-day life. Like, are you?
I think John probably got you a Chardonnay or so while we were in Mexico. Why haven't you tried the Leaf Theater for John?
And that's what I realized, you know? That's what I realized.
But also, can you say someone's your soulmate if you've never even, like, hung out with them? You can't just be like, oh, he's my soulmate because he bought me a rosé. I mean, it's nice, but...
I know, and a rosé is like not...
I have to read this book to find out the whole story because this is...
So the book is called When a Soulmate Says No, A Memoir is the name of the book. I do kind of want to... I think we should order it.
Yeah, I have to read this.
And we do a little book report because I really kind of want to know a little bit more, like, did they ever get together or was she like messaging him and he was just like, I don't... Yeah. You and your husband. Yeah. Hey, okay. How you doing? And then he just keeps it on red or whatever. And
I like the idea.
She's like, no, I left my husband. Like,
it's us, me and you forever. I like the husband should write one and be like, when your crazy wife leaves you for a guy that bought her a rosé. That should be his
memoir. Like that's what marriage is. Okay. It's not going to be like diamonds and rosé all the time, but it should be, darling. It's not going to be that all the time.
There's got to be more. They must have like hooked up or something, and then he just thought it was a fun fling, and then she was like, "I'm leaving my husband," and he said, "No, I just thought I was getting my."
It's out of stock.
It's out of stock. Everybody, well, you know what? This is
we all want to know the story.
Maybe you shouldn't have left your husband, but in the end, everything does always work the way it is supposed to be. You obviously weren't that in love with your husband. So you got a book. Juicy Scoop talked about it. It's now going to be made into a movie or a comedy. And your life might be better because of it all. So there you go.
It's going to be a real short movie. She gets a rosé, breaks up with her husband. The guy doesn't call her back. End scene.
End the scene. End of this show. Sarah, tell everybody where they can get their clutch bags, see you in person, listen to your podcast, follow you on the gram.
You're good friends. Please, if you're in Chicago, I'm going to be the downtown Zanies.
So fun.
June 10th through the 12th, the Friday Perfect. Through Sunday. I have 5 shows. They're not up on my website yet, but they will be hopefully by the time you hear this. But also just go to zanies.com. Clutch Women, as Heather mentioned, I have stadium and concert compliant bags, and they're very cute. Juicy Scoopers always get 20% off with Juicy Scoop, all lowercase, clutchwomen.com. And, follow me on the gram.
Do it.
Is that what the kids say? Sarah Colonna 1 with the number 1 afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. No, but what about your podcast?
Oh, and my podcast. Sorry. Yes. God, you are a really good friend. Are You My Podcast? Right now we're covering Married at First Sight. So the finale is this week.
It's exciting.
And it'll be a really good episode. We have a really good episode. And then right now we cover Married at First Sight, and we'll see what we do when this season ends. We just do fun stuff, but please, if you like Married at First Sight, you'll love my podcast with Mary Rodzinski. Are You My Podcast?
Lovely. Thanks, Sarah.